Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you all for coming. We've got some fantastic news today. In fact, it's unbelievable. Can you believe that the Columbus Little Leaguers are the new World Series champs? You may have heard that. Isn't that unbelievable? That's not the only good news. We got some other wonderful, fantastic news today that I'm here to share with you. Think about this. Florida, Pennsylvania, Hawaii, South Carolina. What do all those states have in common? They're now in Georgia's rearview mirror when it comes to SAT scores. 1 year ago, as you know, Georgia was tied for last place in the national SAT rankings with our neighbor to the east. And today, I am proud to announce that we have jumped to number 46 in the nation. And ladies and gentlemen, I like to say we're at 44 when you include public schools and the things that Kathy Cox and I are responsible for, 44th in the nation in public school rankings. This is the best national SAT ranking Georgia has ever had. And our gap with the national average is the smallest it has ever been. The momentum is there and the trends are up. I've talked a lot over the last 4 years about building a new Georgia, one that's growing safer, healthier, and more educated. For years, our state was ranked either 49th or 50th nationally in SAT scores. And I guess that was okay in the old Georgia. They were resigned to last place and thought they couldn't do any better. Well, doesn't work in the new Georgia, and folks, we're not going back. I want to congratulate our teachers, our principals, and our superintendents for all their hard work. They are on the front lines making the difference day in and day out in our lives of our students. We're excited about this new ranking and what it means for Georgia, and it's more than just a number to brag on. Why are we so interested in SAT scores? Because it means that our students are performing better, they're achieving more, and they're allowing them greater access to the college of their choice. But it also means that it is a truer reflection of the excellent educational opportunities to which our students are afforded by committed staff and schools across this state. It literally means the public has a truer, more accurate reflection of our students' capabilities. Even more importantly, it means that the global business community has a clearer picture of the strength and quality of Georgia's students. It demonstrates that our students are achieving more and becoming better prepared for the future. Education and economic development are inexorably linked together, and we are making education a big part of our state's competitive edge. We want our citizens to be prepared to meet the challenge of the new global economy. As I've said before, our new ranking is a result of the hard work and dedication on the part of our teachers and administration. But it's also a result of a comprehensive, common-sense approach we've taken to SAT scores. It's a little bit like traffic. There's no one single silver bullet there. It takes a systematic, hard work, strategic effort in many ways to get this done. Several initiatives are helping our students move toward achieving their full potential. First, we created, under our superintendent's leadership, a free online SAT prep class. We, under her leadership, determined that students ought to be more aggressive in taking the PSAT, and the state paid for it. GeorgiaCollege411.com also has an SAT prep course there. We've instituted a new, more rigorous curriculum, which began to phase in last year. And thanks is due to Superintendent Cox for her leadership and her staff's leadership in this area, which will make a difference. A more rigorous curriculum means better preparation. We've seen a 20% increase in the number of students taking advanced placement courses. This increase is thanks in part to our virtual high school initiative, allowing students all over the state online access to AP classes that may not be available in their own schools. Finally, you know I believe in competition, and we began the Governor's Cup in 2003. That's injected a sense of competition and school pride into the SAT testing process. We wanted to show it was important to us and our administration, so it would be important to students and their competition. Schools all over the state compete for the Governor's Cup, and a personal presentation of that cup by the governor. We've got one of our partners here today, Turner Broadcasting, has been a huge supporter of this initiative, and I want to thank them for their generosity and their leadership and their sustainability of the governor's cup. Once again, I want to thank my colleague, Superintendent Kathy Cox, and her staff for all their efforts in working with schools to use previous SAT data in strategies to improve our efforts. We talk about being data-driven, results-driven administration. That's what it means by digging down and finding out where our deficits are and improving them. That's the resulting in what we see here today. To all of our teachers, our principals, our superintendents out there, thank you, first of all, but I want to continue to challenge you. I exhort each of you not to let up now. Today is a great leap forward, but we must continue the momentum for student achievement. We are committed to implementing more common sense ideas to improve education in Georgia, and we will continue to use data and numbers to track our progress. Keeping score is the only way to know what kind of progress we've made at the end of the day. And as Coach Lombardi used to say, if you're not keeping score, you're just practicing. Folks, when it comes to SAT scores, we mean business. We're playing every day. We're not practicing, and we're getting better. Thank you.